Well, welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible, brought to you by Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Jason Van Bemmel. Well, we are in day two of our Hebrews study, and we're continuing to look at the masterful introduction or prologue to the book of Hebrews, the first four verses of chapter one. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Excellence. You know, for some people, greatness is a matter of taste. Some people consider Jackson Pollock to be a great artist, while other people think it's ridiculous to call his works great art. Some people might really like a certain singer or band, while others may not care for that sound or that style of music at all. So sometimes greatness is a matter of taste, but at other times greatness is more objective. It's more quantifiable or measurable or seemingly more absolute. I don't know anybody who really knows baseball well who disagrees with the fact that Babe Ruth was the greatest player to ever play the game. And among knowledgeable basketball fans, everyone knows that Michael Jordan was the greatest player in the history of the NBA. Was Beethoven or Bach a great composer? Absolutely. Was Rembrandt a great artist? Yes. These people have risen to a level of greatness that it transcends subjective opinion and has become accepted by all. But then there is one man who is in a category by himself. And that is Jesus. Jesus stands alone. Last time we said that the last days are ushered in by the death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus who is the final word and who brings in the last days. But what makes Jesus so great? Why is Jesus the one whose victory, whose triumph is so significant, whose greatness is so transcendent, that he defines when the last days begin? Those last days, we said, are when all of the promises of God are fulfilled, and they are fulfilled in Jesus. Well, what is it about Jesus that means all the promises of God are fulfilled in him, and the only thing left waiting now is for Jesus to come again and consummate his kingdom? Well, here in the opening of Hebrews, we get five things that we're told about Jesus that tell us about his greatness. First, he is the heir of all things. God appointed him to be the heir of all things. That means everything in the end goes to Jesus. He was appointed to that position by God the Father, but Jesus was also the one through whom God the Father made all things. That means Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. He stands in a unique position at the beginning and at the end of all things. Secondly, he is the God-man. Now, you might not catch this, but Hebrews 1 says, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. The first part of this expression speaks of his full deity, the radiance of the glory of God. The second part, the exact imprint of his nature, speaks of Jesus as God's image bearer, as the second and perfect Adam, the one who is made to be like God in every way. So together, this marvelous statement tells us that Jesus is true God and true and perfect man. Third, he is the one who sustains all things. He upholds the universe by the word of his power. All things everywhere are upheld and held together by Jesus and his power. Fourth, he made purification for sins. So Jesus has his position of transcendent greatness not only because of his nature Alpha and Omega, God and man, upholder of all things, but also because of the work that he has done. He alone made purification for sins. All the worshipers and all their sacrifices throughout all of time could not accomplish what Jesus accomplished with his once-for-all sacrifice. He made purification for sins. And five, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Finally, because of his finished work of redemption, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father on the highest throne in the universe. He is therefore King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus alone is uniquely great, transcendently great, in a category all by himself. And that is why he is the word that we must hear from God in these last days. He is the fulfillment of all of God's promises.